Seven dogs are recovering under the care of the BCSPCA after they were seized from a property in Cherryville, east of Lumbee. Included in the seizure were a pair of four-year-old standard poodles, a five-year-old Australian Shepherd, a four-year-old Cocker Spaniel, and three, five-month-old Australian Shepherd Poodle mix puppies. The BCSPCA was alerted to the dogs after a call from a concerned citizen about the living conditions for the pooches. When the BCSPCA's animal protection officer visited the property, they observed the dogs in outdoors pens with only some straw on the ice and snow and a couple of tarps for cover, said Eileen Drever, senior protection officer and stakeholder relations for the BCSPCA. She confirmed the dogs were kept outdoors, meaning they are inherently vulnerable, but also susceptible to frostbite and hypothermia in the freezing temperatures. These dog breeds are particularly vulnerable as they do not have the kind of coats that can endure lengthy periods of time outdoors in freezing temperatures, especially the puppies, said Drever, adding that the pens were also contaminated with feces and urine. Dirty water bowls were flipped over or frozen. Although some of the dogs had access to plastic dog crates, there was very little bedding and it is clear these dogs suffered in the cold with no other options to get warm. Drever said some of the dogs' fur was heavily matted and frozen, containing urine and feces. All the dogs had overgrown nails. This is yet another case of a backyard breeder not taking adequate care of their dogs, said Drever, asking the public to do its research and make sure they are acquiring a dog from a reputable breeder. We don't want to support breeders that don't prioritize the welfare of their animals. There are resources available on the BCSPCA website to help you find a good breeder. The dogs are currently being cared for in BCSPCA animal centers throughout the Okanagan. They will be available for adoption in approximately 1 to 2 weeks. To help care for these dogs and other animals in the BCSPCA's care, donate to spca.bc.ca/emergency-alert/. Read more. Drug alert in Vernon warns of very high overdose risk. Read more. Okanagan Water Board fears funding cuts to invasive mussel program.